Thank you, Jerry, and good morning, everyone. Before I start, I want to quash one rumor right out the bat. I parked in the coach's parking space down here, but believe me, that's only coincidental, so don't get too nervous. I want to thank Dr. Welch and the Board of Trustees and the entire A-State Nation for their ongoing support. This is a terrific university located in a very high-quality place to live, and the upside here, folks, is absolutely unlimited. Transitions provide opportunities for leadership. Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. I think we got that covered. We're living in very interesting times. We're committed here to academic and athletic excellence. That's not going to change. It didn't change last week, and it'll be the same next week. And we're focused on the progress and welfare of each one of our individual students. Successful programs, especially football programs, make coaches attractive. That's what's happened here. Coaches come and go. Gus Malzahn made a positive impact on our program and our community, and we're grateful for that. But the winning plays on the field, they were done by our student athletes. Not by coaches and not by administrators. Especially not by administrators. These same athletes are going to be traveling to Mobile, and we need to focus on them, and they need our support. Program has momentum. It continues to grow. After all, we are sitting in Liberty Bank Stadium, a sign of tremendous progress that happened this year. So we want to thank our supporters. We want to urge them to focus on the team, move to that next level, and go to the GoDaddy Bowl. These young men have been successful on the field and off the field. Back-to-back Sun Belt Conference champions is fantastic. All-conference accolades, which we're just learning about today, and numerous academic awards. These student athletes will look back at their Arkansas State experience with pride, with PAC pride. The administration here at Arkansas State University is committed to sustaining a nationally prominent university and a nationally prominent athletics program. We're committed to sustaining the momentum that we've achieved in the past 2 years, and especially today, focusing on football. Yesterday, I had the privilege and honor to speak with our student athletes. I told them that when people say Red Wolves, they're talking about them. They're not talking about me. They're not talking about Terry Mahajer or the coaches. My kids talk about the players, the Red Wolves. And we believe in them. And I want us to manifest that belief in them. They're fine young men. I've traveled with them. They're great on the field and off. They exude confidence and character. So we're proud, but the best is ahead of us. This is a great place to study, work, and experience the absolute best of university life. And Jonesboro is a terrific place to be. So the next level is there for us. And we have not abandoned these audacious ambitions. We look forward to completing our stadium renovation and finding someone who wants to join this community, who's excited to be the leader of the pack. Now, everything we do here is focused on our students, so it's my honor today to introduce Hunter Petras, our Student Government Association president, who will make a few remarks. Hunter?
Yesterday was a crazy day. As far as students go, on social media, it was exploding with all kinds of things. And you know it's a crazy day when Petras for head coach is trending. That's scary. Dr. Hudson asked me if I was the starter of those rumors, and I was not, but I didn't stop them either. On a serious note, I would like to thank Coach Gus Malzahn for everything that he did. He's left a great legacy here, but I think that he would agree with me in saying that it was our players that won all of those games, and it was our players that won conference champions. It was our players that got us that bowl bid. It was our fans that showed up with record-breaking attendances, and it was our student section that showed up with more passion than I've ever seen in my 4 years of being here at Arkansas State University. This is not about one coach. This is about our team. This is about our players. This is about our fans. And this is about the Red Wolf Nation. We, as Red Wolves, we see hard times and we stick together. We should do just that, and we should stick together and persevere through this. I would like to challenge all of the Red Wolf Nation to show the entire nation what Pack Pride is all about. Thank you, and more than ever, go Red Wolves.
Okay, so what's next? Terry Mahajer, our athletics director, is going to speak to you now. I'm very delighted that Terry is with us. He brings a depth of experience in administration, athletics management, but also he knows what this is like for a player. So we're excited to have Terry Mahajer with us, and he's going to talk about where we go from here. Terry?
Kind of dressed alike, aren't we? We look good.
Got the memo.
That's got the memo, yeah. Hey, hey, boss, when you hired me, did you say, you said it was going to be fun, didn't you?
Chinese living interesting time.
No, when there's change, there's opportunity, so we're really excited. You know what, guys? You guys know me by now. I'm very excited. I'm back-to-back conference champions. You guys heard me. We're going to define our own actions. We're not going to let other people define them for us. Going to a bowl, we have a chance for a top 25 finish in the history of the FBS. That's phenomenal for our kids. We're still very committed to this football program. You know, we've got the best architects in the country working on this new facility in the north end zone. We got the best construction manager that we hired out of VCC out of Little Rock. So I can guarantee you guys, this is not going to taper off. We are on the rise. Red Wolves rising, right, Christy? Yeah, we are going. We're going to be there. One of the things that we have to make sure during this transition is we continue to support our student athletes. Buy the tickets for the bowl game. Buy them through our ticket office. That is absolutely imperative that we give them the best experience possible. Now more than ever before. So I can tell you, A-State Nation, get out there, buy the tickets, support. We'll see you in Mobile. The Mobile folks are so excited to have us. They work their tails off all year round to make sure that our players, our band, our cheerleaders, our fans have the best experience possible. And we're so excited to go down there. We're actually going down tomorrow for a site visit. We're taking some of the administrators, a mandatory site visit, taking some of the players down there as well. And we're having a press conference, and they can't wait for us to get down there and start the marketing. I also want to thank Gus and his family for coming here. But more so, I want to thank the community, because this community did outstanding things for Gus and his family and the football staff, not only in Jonesboro and this part of the region, but all throughout the whole state. And I'm asking you to do the same thing for our next coach when we hire him. Because you know what? We are going to get the right coach at the right time. We are poised and ready to go. So I look at this as a wonderful opportunity, and I look at all your faces, and you know what? You're nodding your head, and you guys know it too. So having said that, Q&A. Any questions? Well, considering I just found out about it yesterday, and I was running through the airport like a Hertz commercial, jumping over suitcases and everything. Literally, I was here till pretty late, and we're just trying to get the most important thing for me right now is getting the details of the bowl and all the stuff with the kids settled. I'm meeting with the coaches right after this to talk to them. I was not here. Thank God, Chancellor Hudson was in town to come meet with the team. I felt terrible about not being here, but he did a great job, as you can tell. So at least someone from the administration was here. So the main thing is just making sure we get the bowl details. But there's not a real timeline right now. It's trying to find the best coach. And I'm not going to let anybody put a timeline on us either. So,
okay. Is that plan for the bowl game still involving Coach Malzahn coaching the team, or is that still up in the air?
We're trying to work out those details. I actually had a conversation with Coach Malzahn right before I came in this press conference, and we're trying to work out some of the details. I got some new information that I need to vet through and consult with the chancellor on, what we're gonna look at that. So I say this, where our timeline is to try to have this all planned out and have the details by the time we leave for the site visit tomorrow, so we know who's doing what.
Yes.
Well, we'll be vetting and trying to find the best coach. I mean, I've my phone, as you can imagine, has been ringing off the hook. And I'm just going to tell you guys, and again, and this is a great tribute to this community, our student base, everybody, the dream team of higher ed administrators with Chuck and Tim, is people know about us. I'm just going to throw this out. I won't talk a lot about who I'm talking. We're getting calls from everywhere, any coaches in the NFL that are currently in the NFL to some of the top FCS coaches in the country. So they're out there and they're very interested, very excited. So we're gonna get a great coach, and the right one for our program and for our kids. Oh, that's it. Okay, no. Anything else?
Terry, will there be an interim coach, possibly if Coach Malzahn doesn't stick around?
That's all part of the process. We're still working on that. Yeah, good question.
How much experience? I mean, you've had plenty of plenty of stops in your career. How many times have you had to kind of deal with the coaching search?
Like just dealt with it last year. Same thing, exactly the same issue. Last year. So pretty fresh in my mind. Actually, my old boss at Kansas, Shane Zinger, sent me a text. He said, "You having fun yet?" So.
Any other questions from the media?
Was there ever a sign that Gus was looking somewhere else? Like, did he ever vocalize that to you?
You know, we're in this business. So we study our industry. Anytime you have success, there's always signs. I mean, look, where I thought maybe it was going to be a little problematic for us this year was there's so many jobs open this year. There's a lot. So, people that, and I'm not saying, I don't know where he was in the pool. I don't know anything about the candidate pool that was involved, but you just sometimes when you have your first choice, you know, you go, some of the coaches, they start going down the line and people turn things down and all that stuff. And you get really worried about that kind of stuff. One of the questions someone asked me, and you guys feel really good about this, we have retained the search firm of Welsh, Hudson, and Mahajer, and I am the new member, junior partner of the group, so that will be the, just so you guys know, that will be the people conducting the search. You guys live back there? You are? Any questions?
It's always good when we get called out.
Yes. I know you guys have questions. Sure, ask them, because I'm going to probably go dark for a little while, guys. So if you got some questions, and please don't take it in the wrong and negative way, but I'm not going to be as accessible as I have been for the first 2 months, and I'll try to get you as much information as possible, but it's... Go ahead.
There are several people who wonder about maybe members of the current staff. If they have interest, will they be considered?
Yes, everybody's going to be considered. Absolutely.
Do you really have an ideal timeline for, you know, having a new coach in place, maybe possibly before the bowl game, or are you just going to kind of be methodical, take your time, and just identify the right person?
We're going to be quick, but not hurry.
Anything else, guys?
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
All right, again, thank you to Terry Mahajer, Dr. Hudson, Hunter. Appreciate you guys. Just want to leave before we close. Want to congratulate the football team. As Dr. Hudson said earlier, a league-high 10 all-conference players this year, including the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year in Ryan Applin and the Freshman of the Year in J.D. McKissick. So congratulations to those players and the football team. That concludes the press conference.